Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sweet Talk here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey, and I have a very special guest here with us today.
Hey, everybody. This is DJ King from the Hollywood Slang. We have a great show planned for you guys today, don't we, DJ Honey?
We do. I wanted to say welcome to everyone. Happy Thursday. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Tomorrow's Friday, so you know, just one more day to push through. For all my listeners, you guys know that I have a Twitter account for the show. It's Sweet Talk W Honey. Once again, it's at Sweet Talk W Honey. And last week I answered a couple of questions from some of my listeners and some of my followers, and I wanted to do the same thing today. And now that I have DJ King here with us, he can help us answer them and give us a different perspective on them. So one of the first questions was, are girls the only ones who worry about their body image? And I want to get the guy's perspective on that.
I feel like everyone has a perspective of themselves, a body image about themselves. Either, I think if you're a boy or a girl, I know me personally, I think I always look at myself and I'm like, oh, this is wrong with me, or something else is wrong with me. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like guys, we do have body, we might not show it as much as, you know, girls might. Mm-hmm. But I think when it comes down to it, guys really do have body images. Like, if you're either overweight or maybe you're skinny, I'm not the buffest guy in the world. I'm really not that buff at all. But I mean, like, I get insecure about not being, having like huge muscles like all these other people. When I go to the gym, I'm like, oh God, like, why can't my muscles be that big? You know? So I feel like, or even if like guys are overweight, like they want to be fit, you know, to like impress or something like that. I feel like guys do have body images, and I feel like it does affect them. But I think it goes both ways. Boys and girls both do.
I have to agree. I would say on the girl's perspective, I know that girls are completely, you know, we have so much in the media and so much on TV and everything today that we're kind of put down as mm-hmm. to, you know, what we look like. You know, we have to have a certain image that we look like and such. And I know sometimes, you know, when going to the gym, girls do get a little, you know, off-centered and not really sure about themselves, or, you know, people, you know, women wear makeup because they feel like, you know, without it, they don't look good, or, you know, they wear different things to make them seem different. And I would say the same thing. It has to go both ways. Mm-hmm. I know guys also, you know, they wouldn't be at the gym if they felt that they didn't need to fix something, you know, or
like nobody's perfect.
Exactly.
We were all born with flaws, but I mean, it's how we go about it to change them to make us better for ourselves, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So that was our first question. Our second question that we got today was, do you need to wear protection while having oral sex? So I personally think that if you are with someone for a long time, if you've been with them for, you know, I would say a couple of months, about 4 or 5 months, and you guys are well aware of each other, well aware of your guys's, I guess, sexual being, and you guys are in a monogamous relationship, it's not necessary. If you trust each other, and if you guys, like I said, if you guys know about each other, I think it should be fine. Mm-hmm. But if it's with someone who you just met, you know, having a one night stand, or, you know, that casual sex, if you really don't know what it's about, then I would say you definitely should wear protection. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, I think a lot longer than 4 months, but I mean, maybe like 6 months. So, you know, like half a year, maybe you've been together. So you kind of know how everybody is. Uh-huh. But I mean, hooking up, if you're going to hook up with people, just please stay protected. Because, I mean, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Exactly. There's so much out there. And like studies show that you don't need to like have signs of any type of disease or anything, because you can get it without, you know, without the signs.
But like DJ Honey said, like, if you've been dating, you know, no, you guys aren't messing around with other people on the side, I feel like then you don't need to be protected. But I feel like if you're just gonna, you go to the club one night, you meet this like cute girl, cute guy, and you're like, oh yeah, and you guys have sex, I mean, stay protected. It's always safe, better to be safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So the last question that we have today was from a girl, and it's kind of a deeper question, and I kind of just wanted to elaborate on this one a little bit more when we do get to the question. But the question was basically, if I hooked up with someone, it was a one night stand, do I have to tell the guy that I am going to have an abortion because I got pregnant? I personally don't think that you need to tell them, especially if he, you know, if it's a one night thing and like he's never going to know. I personally don't think you have to tell him. It's at the end of the day, it is what's happening to your body. If he is no one in your life, you know, just a hookup, and he kind of, you know, turned his head and walked the other way, I feel like it's not part of, you know, him to, you know, go about that and say no, like it's, you know, you can't do that. I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's completely up to you. If it was somebody that I feel like, you know, you were with for a while and, you know, it kind of just happened, I would say that it, he or she, you know, would definitely take into account what happened. What do you think?
Well, I feel like you said, if they hooked up and they just met and she's not going to tell him that she's going to have an abortion, I feel like that's okay. Because as a guy, I feel like, I mean, if she's not going to keep it, like if I wasn't financially stable and ready to have a child, I feel like I wouldn't want to bring that child into a world I couldn't provide for it for. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like later down the road, if she kept it and then I end up finding out she had a kid and it was mine, I would feel kind of sad and like mad in a way, because it's like, and if I was financially stable, mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, I could have provided and helped you for this baby after like however long it's been since you guys seen each other.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I wasn't financially ready, I wasn't mature enough to take care of another like human being, like a life, I don't think I would feel as bad if she didn't keep it, because if we both weren't ready to have a child, we don't want to bring a child into this world where we can't provide for it. So I mean, I do feel like it's okay, but if you are going to keep it, you should talk to whoever the dad is about it and see if you guys are ready to have a child.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
I definitely think that there needs to be some communication if it's if you're trying to keep it. I definitely do think that, you know, there needs to be some communication, because also for the guy, you know, if you're trying to keep the baby, because I know, you know, there's trifling people out there, and if you're trying to keep the baby and, you know, say you and I, you know, we're in the situation, yeah, and I'm pregnant, and one day, you know, I don't tell you, and one day you just get a subpoena saying that you need to pay child support, then you're like,
yeah, I'd be like, what the hell, where did this come from?
Yeah,
like, but like if you are, just make sure you're financially ready, you know, you're mature enough to take care of another, just another human being, because I know it's a huge responsibility,
it,
and
definitely
I feel like just think about it and be ready, because it's a pretty hard, yeah, task.
I mean, I have a dog with my significant other right now, and it's like taking care of a child.
Yeah,
like,
it's,
I mean, it's crazy. So I can only imagine taking care of a child, an actual child,
yeah,
another living, breathing human being.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I want to thank everybody, you know, for asking me those questions. Like always, you guys can always ask me questions, you know, give me back some feedback on comments, concerns, anything, you know, you guys love me, whatever, that'd be great. So just feel free to tweet me at @sweettalkwhoney. Once again, that's @sweettalkwhoney. So we're going to move into another subject right now. I have been in an interesting situation. I told you guys last show that I am dating a girl for the first time in my life. And I kind of wanted to go over the, I guess, homosexuality thing, bisexuality, whatever you want to call it, again. And basically, since I have DJ King here with me and he's kind of open about it, I kind of wanted to ask you what it was like coming out to your parents or to your mom.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, this is a hard subject. It's a really hard decision, especially personally, like going through this, mm-hmm. not knowing like when you're younger, like why do I see girls this way? Why do I see boys this way? Like, why am I attracted more to, you know, like it's really hard growing up, because you don't know why until you get to like, I would say junior high or high school, more like high school, when it actually gets more, people can actually, I guess, tell more, and like you get confronted with it a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like just growing up, it's a lot harder for kids who like don't understand. And now looking back on it, how I was, I'm like, oh, you know what? Like, I should have been more proud of it. I should have been more like, this is me, like me for who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And, but like coming out to my mom, that was really hard, because me and my mom are so close, because, my mom's a single parent. It's been me and my mom since I was like 4 years old. So, I mean, telling her was something hard. I'm her only kid. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm the only boy. So I mean, coming out to her was really hard, but I had to, because in that time I was dating someone, and, I was like going over, I was staying at their house a lot and stuff. And she just got like suspicious, you know, she was like, cause I would tell her like, oh, I'm at my friend's house, or mm-hmm. I'm here. And she's like, well, I'm not stupid, Jordan. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, I want to know. So at first, like I was bawling, cause I knew, I didn't know how to take it. I thought she would be like, oh, how could you do this to me? Like, mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm her, yeah, only son. So, I mean, but, after I told her, we both were crying and stuff, but I mean, like, she told me, like, I'm your mom. I'll love you no matter what. You're my son. You're my only son. You're mm-hmm. my only kid. Like, whatever you want to do with your life, I'm back you up 100%. Like, I'm here for you. So I'm happy she took it that way. And now, like, I really told, like, this past 2 years, I, like, been telling my family, like, gradually. Mm-hmm. Like, all my uncles, all my cousins, everyone, they all, my aunts, they all know now. And it's really good. Like, it feels like, you know, a weight has been, like, lifted off my shoulders. Like, I don't have to... act like somebody I'm not, and I can just be myself. I can do whatever I want, talk to whoever I want. And it's really cool how like comforting and like how people are, like how nice they are. Like mm-hmm. I thought people would be like, oh, you're like that, you're like this, like I don't like people like that. But like to me, they're more open and they're more comforting. Like it makes me so happy to know that people don't care about what your sexuality is. They just care about who you are as a person. And I think that's really cool. It's really cool.
It's definitely, I mean, we're in 2015 now, and you know, you would expect everyone to be so, mm-hmm. you know, open and so liberating and so helpful, you know, like accepting of who you are. And it really makes me happy that you have, you know, such a great support system, yeah. because not everybody, you know, does. Mm-hmm. And I know personally with me, I was telling my listeners last show, basically, that, you know, my parents are a little bit more conservative. They're a little bit more religious. They basically, have, you know, all these things that they, you know, have technically taught me, or whatever my religion has taught me. And I actually, I've been having a lot of things going on, and I was actually forced to tell my mother, yesterday about it. And, she reassured me that, you know, she loves me no matter what, but in the back of, like, not in the back of her head, 'cause she told me, but she basically told me that, you know, we've taught you better than this, and, you know, other things like that, mm-hmm. that just, you know, you have to fix this. This isn't right. And, you know, to me, it's, I know that she's going to love me no matter what. She's my mm-hmm. mother. And, you know, but to know also that it's not accepting, you know, or she can't accept it is also really hard.
Okay. Sorry. I just feel like when you coming, like you didn't really get the chance to tell them. You have to like personally tell them, you know, like because of the situation that's going on. But I feel like, as time goes on, I feel like she will be more, like, she'll be more for caring for you. Like I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, she will be more
willing to accept.
Yes, willing to accept how you are as okay. time goes on. It just takes time. You can't expect her to be like, hey, I'm well, dating yeah, a girl no, now, especially. And I just want you to be, like, supportive of it.
Yeah,
like,
and it's gonna totally take,
like, my
that.
Mom is still to this day, when I talk to her about my relationships, or I talk about who I'm dating, or I talk about like somebody I think I'm in love with, like she still is kind of like iffy about the situation. But I know, like, it's gonna take time. You can't expect somebody like your parents to, especially if they didn't even know, mm-hmm. like it takes time for it to go. But as time goes on, I feel like they'll be more.
Yeah, it's definitely, I totally understand that it's definitely a shock to her, especially because I've dated guys all my life, yeah. and like all of a sudden,
and I've known you since freshman year, so I mean, like, I know Karina, and then when you told me, I was like, oh,
yeah,
whoa, like, but I mean, everyone's gonna be more accepting, and I think friends, just get great friends, because I know throughout this whole process, I've had my friends by my side from the very beginning of this, and if I did not have these friends with me, I don't know what I would do without my friends.
Yeah.
Friends are one of the best people in the world.
Yeah. They are, you know, the true ones.
Yeah.
I want to thank everyone for listening. We're going to take a real quick break. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Once we get back, we'll have some more juicy information for you guys and some stories for you guys regarding the Westboro Baptist Church. I'm not sure if you guys have or know who they are, have any knowledge of who they are, but we'll be back in a little bit. Stay tuned, okay?
Shorty, I know what you need. I got everything you need. I promise I ain't gonna hold out, nigga. I'm gonna give it all to you, baby. Swear to God. That's it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby,
for a few years, shed a few tears, called each other nicknames like Sugar Plum and Pooh Bear. I'm always on the road, hardly ever home, always busy this, busy that, can't talk on the phone. I know you aggravated, walk around frustrated, patience getting short, how longer can you tolerate it? Listen, mom, just motivated, I do this for us, stuck on the grind, trying to elevate it.
Hey,
now.
Yo, to really be honest, you stuck with me through my whole struggle, can't even express the words how much the kid loves you. I'ma stand as a man, never above you.
you. Well, I could tell that you're different from most, slightly approach you, and the ill shit about it, we don't sex every day, but when we sex, we tease in a passionate way. Love the way you touch it, those little elaborate ways. Got the guard feeling released to relax for the day, it's on you.
Baby,
ma,
if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want, you know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby,
mommy, listen, I feel your love for me, baby, and how it moved through you. I've been longing for the moment to talk the truth to you. Listen, I'm never home, I always get up and go, putting you through the unnecessary rigmarole. I never meant to put 1,000 pounds of stress on your head. I love the way we sleep and how we always cuddle in bed. Baby, I stay embracing your patience, shedding your tears with me. I ask you, my mommy, please continue to bear with me.
We started out broke, constantly on the road, cutting up in the streets like we would never get old. Went from Lucy's and buses and 50 cent sodas and Novas to Hondas to Lexus to Rovers. Mad years past, still got each other back. Word is born, never screw none of these industry cats, boy. We like Skull and Mulder, walking shoulder to shoulder, milking this game, watching our seeds getting older.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want, you know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby,
try with you, and give you my love, and cry with you.
Let's go. I will climb my mountain high, until I never touch the sky. So baby, come and get more close to me. This is where your love is supposed to be.
Tell her. I pull up to the house in a yellow Lamborghini. It's been a few months in PA, you haven't seen me. You looking good in that Gucci bikini. 38 carriage, your ring looking freezy. No matter what I do in the world, you never leave me. Fall back, ma, I make your lifestyle easy. I appreciate the things you do to please me. Looking at my daughter, you never do me greasy.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want, you know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby,
alrighty, everyone, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey, and I'm here with DJ King. In our previous segment, we basically went over some questions from Twitter that I had, and we basically went over, like, you know, should you be protected during oral sex and abortions, as well as body image. And we also went over coming out to parents and how hard it can be, or how easy it could be, and, you know, what kind of support system you need to have in order for all that to work out. Now I kind of want to, you know, talk about the Westboro Baptist Church for a little bit, now that we're on the, you know, subject of homosexuality and such. So the Westboro Baptist Church, if you guys want to check out their website, it's www.godhatesfags.com. They were established in 1955 by Pastor Fred Phelps. The Westboro Baptist Church of Topeka, Kansas, still exists today as an old school Baptist church. And according to them, they adhere to the teachings of the Bible, preach against all form of sin, such as, you know, fornication, adultery, sodomy, and they insist on the sobriety of God and the doctrines of grace to be taught and expounded publicly to all men. So the WBC, Westboro Baptist Church, engages in daily peaceful sidewalk demonstrations. Peaceful is the key word to, you know, come here. Opposing the homosexual lifestyle of soul-damning, nation-destroying filth, according to them.
I don't know how they could say peaceful. When they say God hates fags, I don't hear
some of the signs,
anything peaceful about that.
Some of the signs state, God hates fags, fags hate God. AIDS cures fags. Thank God for AIDS. Fags burn in hell. God is not mocked. Fags are nature freaks. God gave fags up. No special laws for fags. Fags doom nations. Thank God for dead soldiers. Fag troops. Good God blew up the troops. God hates America. America is doomed and the world is doomed.
Well, these people just don't have a very positive lookout on the world. Like,
they don't. They're definitely not living in 2015. I can give you that.
No,
much.
They are stuck back in some old, old times. And I feel like we're in this 21st century now. Like, all this stuff does not matter. Mm-hmm. I feel like people, they're just stuck.
Yeah, they have about, like, a, I would say, like, maybe 100 active members, maybe a little bit over, maybe a little less, give or take. And yeah, it's crazy, you know, the stuff that they teach or they believe in. It's you know, I am usually someone like, you know, believe whatever you want to believe, yeah, but that's promoting hate to me.
That's just promoting something that's not right.
They
at
also
all.
Pick it when, you know, the whole, when the traumatic event of Sandy Hook happened, you know, the kids who were shot at the elementary mm-hmm. school, they picketed their funerals, the children's funerals,
saying, for what reason?
Saying that basically God wanted it to happen, that God sent the shooters to that school because those kids were full of sin, apparently.
Oh, these people.
Yes.
I don't understand.
So I kind of wanted to, you know, on that, you know, note, I kind of wanted to read about this other article. Basically, you might remember his name is Ryda Khalaf. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. But as like he's a radio journalist, from Dublin, who posted a video of his mother reading his Grindr text. For those of you who don't know, DJ King informed me that Grindr is a,
it's like a dating thing for like homosexual gay people.
Okay. So his mother was reading his Grindr text that had went viral 2 weeks ago. And apparently the Westboro Baptist Church, a.k.a. the people who pick it, you know, God hates fags, particularly, you know, at funerals, did not find the video amusing, especially a former spokesperson, Shirley Phelps, who's like was one of the head, mm-hmm. you know, people. So according to the YouTube caption to the video, Phelps used the word fag 41 times in just 1 week while commenting on the video. So Riyadh decided to give her a call to see if they could work out their differences. Needless to say, she was not happy to hear from him and rudely hung up. So Riyadh left her a voicemail posing, you know, series of questions on how he could get into heaven. And it was actually pretty funny when I first watched it.
The mom and the son talking, or?
So it was the mom, the video initially was the mom and the son, uh-huh. And she was reading his Grindr text, mm-hmm. and, you know, she was laughing and she was like, you know, old people, I guess, don't
really
know.
Fine with it, or
she was she? Yeah, the mom, oh, okay. was, the mom was cool. But so the woman from the Westboro Baptist Church
found out,
saw, you know, the YouTube video, whatever, yeah. and was posting like, you know, God hates facts and stuff like that under. So he basically, you know, took the initiative to call her and see, you know, what she would say, and like basically was like, oh, what can I do to get into heaven? Like, you know, because apparently all fags go to hell. So it was a pretty funny video when you watch it, and I'll play it in a couple of minutes. But it also manages to like really highlight the absurdity of the whole organization, and like it couldn't have been an easy call to make. So kudos to Riyadh for, you know, making that brave move. I'll play it now so you guys can hear it. It was, you know, when I first watched it, I couldn't believe it, but I've done some things with Westboro Baptist Church and like seen.
Hello, I'm Riyadh. Last week I had a video that went a little bit viral where I asked my mom to read my Grindr messages. If you haven't seen it, you can click right here. One of the comments under the video was from the one and only Shirley Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church. I mean, I was a little bit starstruck, I'm not gonna lie. They hold those God hates fags, God hates America, God hates f***ing everything signs. This is what happens when the fag enablers turn the country to the fags. These people are going to hell. Ideally, I'd go to heaven. I mean, that's the plan. But now I'm kind of thinking, what am I doing wrong? She knows, so I better give her a call. Shirley, this is Riyadh K here from YouTube. You left a few comments underneath my video about Grindr.
Yikes.
I just wanted.
You are heading straight to hell.
I just wanted to ask you about how to get it.
Fags.
Just
God
one question. I just want to ask you.
You cannot change that standard. Doesn't matter if you can get this entire goofy, disobedient nation. Read the words and obey your God.
Well, she's obviously in a bad mood today. I'll just leave her a voicemail with my questions.
If you are calling about gay rights, press 6. Thanks for calling.
Hey Shirley, how are you, babe? If I burn all of my Lady Gaga CDs, will that get me into heaven? If I get a job as a mechanic, plumber, carpenter, Jesus was a carpenter. If I chop off my quiff and get a buzz cut, can I get into heaven then? If I promise to never have any gay sexual relations on a Sunday, can I get into heaven? What if I promise to wear these hideous workman trousers for the rest of my life? I mean, they've got pockets for my tools. I will never listen to and perfectly lip sync another Taylor Swift song for the rest of my life. Maybe a little bit of Bruno Mars at the weekend. And Shirley Hunn, just one more thing. Would you ever sort out your bloody hair? No one's ever gonna take you seriously looking like that, especially not the gays. Okay, hon, let me know what you think. Love you. Bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. 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 Okay.
If this guy isn't the definition of amazing, I don't know what is.
Yeah, he definitely, I guess, stood up for everyone and basically just, you
know. But he stood, it wasn't like a regular, like, oh, I'm standing up for gay people. He stood up in a way that's so funny and people can just, like, it's just so appealing to everybody. Like, I was laughing throughout that whole video. I think this guy's great.
Yeah, that's one thing that I liked about the video. He didn't call and, you know, like, cuss her out or anything.
He was just calling just to be friendly about the whole situation. That lady totally just went off on him. But, I mean, I like the way he went about it in a funny way. It wasn't serious. It wasn't, like, it was funny. Like, it was appealing.
Yeah, and he's known as, you know, a YouTube sensation who's funny and, like, post videos that are, like, you know, I guess uplifting and such because they're so funny. But he basically... you know, just went about it. And I just wanted, a lot of people don't know about the Westboro Baptist Church. And I found out about them last semester my roommate Anne at the time. And I found out and I saw like these videos that, you know, when they were doing interviews and such. And it was crazy. And it's, I don't see how someone could be so hateful towards
just have so much hate towards a certain person.
Like, I know I personally am Catholic, or I was raised to be Catholic.
Well, I was baptized Catholic.
Yeah, as me as well. So I was, you know, I was raised to be Catholic and stuff. I know the Catholic Church, technically, they're like, you know, their view on homosexuality, they they don't, it's basically love the sinner, hate the sin. So basically, you're going to love that person, you're going to respect that person no matter what. You may not agree with what they're doing, or, you know, what their choices are, but you're going to love them no matter what because they deserve that respect. These people just go like way beyond that and just like
way beyond,
it's something so completely devastating and rude. So
just they go so far to a point where it's just sad. Like, it's like you're doing so much for this particular group of people to hate them so much and tell them that they're gonna go to hell for all this stuff. But I mean, it's not, being gay is not something you wake up one day and like, oh, I'm gay. You're born like that. Like, you're born, your mind is just like that. It's not something you pick up when you're 12 years old, like, oh, I'm gay. No, you were born that way, and there's just something in your mind, and it's something's off. But I wouldn't even say it's off. I would say that's just how I was born. I feel like we're just regular. Like,
a lot of people have asked me, like, oh, like our friend Haja has asked me, oh, like, why girls now? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know. It's not, you know, it's not that I just chose because I was like, oh, this would be fun. Like, let me go date a girl. Like, no, it just
happened.
It just happened. It's something that, you know, you really can't control.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically feelings, you know? If I'm hungry, I'm going to eat.
Right?
You know, if
like
I'm thirsty,
that's
I'm
exactly, water. That's a great way to compare it. Like, it's not something that you can just pick up one day. Like, and it's so hard to tell people that because they don't understand people that aren't gay. It's just, they don't understand. They're like, well, I don't know how you can. No, it's just, you don't understand because you're not that way. If you were that way, you would understand. Exactly. And like, when I talk to people who are gay also, it's different because we can relate on things and talk about things and, we have stuff to talk about. When I talk to like someone who's not gay, they're like, well, I don't see how you can be like that. And I'm like, because you're not gay.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just weird that these people are perceiving gay people in such a hateful way. But I mean,
yeah. And for those of you who want to, you know, learn more about the Westboro Baptist Church, like I said, they do have their website, which isn't really that helpful. I mean, it's kind of, when you go on there, you kind of feel, I guess, disgusted with them. I know I did.
I mean, if you want to call that lady, she seems pretty nice.
Oh, feel free.
She
seemed pretty nice. They have their number on there. They have their number on there.
She seems like she's willing to talk.
Maybe next show we should, you know, call them.
Call somebody and see. Maybe, hey.
But yeah, like I said, they have their website. Feel free to type in www.godhatesbags.com. They also have a documentary that I watch just because, you know, out of curiosity. It's America's Most Hated Family. You could find it on YouTube. You could find it. I don't think it's on Netflix, but I'm sure you can find it anywhere. It's on YouTube, you know. So go ahead and check that out. It's pretty amazing what these people, what they do.
Man, I feel like for these people to love God as much as they do, they say hate a lot of freaking times.
Yeah, it's crazy. But that's all we have for this segment, you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and play you a couple of songs, and we'll be back in a few. Stay tuned. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Everyone, and welcome back to Sweet Talk here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey, and we're also here with DJ King. So we just got finished talking about the Westboro Baptist Church and how they are kind of ridiculous. You know,
to say the least, yeah.
Yeah. They're, you know, that's all I really can say on, you know, the worldwide radio. But yeah, they're ridiculous. And we just got done talking about how one of the I guess active members commented on a video of this guy and how he kind of went about, I guess, defending the homosexual community. And
but it was more in a funny way. He went about it in a funny way.
He was the way he did it was very classy and very funny, I guess you could say. So now, since we're on, you know, topics of homosexuality today, I kind of wanted to talk about if there's anything, you know, any questions. It's kind of more personal between you and me. But I wanted to know if there are any questions that people have asked you, or, you know, that people that you kind of get tired of hearing, or, you know, like, what's it to you? Like, I know I've gotten asked, you know, don't you want to have kids? You know, by numerous people, by friends, by even my girlfriend's mother, like, you know, don't you want to have kids? And I tell them there's plenty of ways. There's plenty of new technologies. There's plenty, you know, and it might be harder for, you know, lesbians than it is for gay people. I don't know, because, but I know, you know, there's plenty of things. Yeah, they are expensive and people remind me of it all the time. But I mean, at that point, it's if you really want it, then you can have it. I mean, there's different things that you could do, but that's something that people always ask, and I'm just like,
well, no. Okay. Going off of that question, I do get asked that a lot too, and also, like I told you, I'm an only child of my mom, single parent, and I always ask her, I'm like, does this ever make you like think, like, if you don't, like, do you want grandkids? Because I want kids, but I mean, like, I always think, like, does she want me to have grandkids, like, in the traditional, you know, the traditional way, boy and girl? Or I mean, I always ask her that, and she always, like, it's whatever you want. If you want to have kids, I mean, there's always adopting. Like, I think I will personally go being adopting when I'm able to care for a child. I think I will go adopt. But I mean, I do get asked that question a lot. Let's see, what's another question I get asked? Oh, they always ask me because either I dress either really nice, or I dress, or my eyebrows. I always get things on my eyebrows. Like, they're like, if people are like, oh, they're so perfect, like, da da da. And then they would ask, then they ask, are you gay? And I'm like, well, because of my eyebrows, I mean, that doesn't mean I'm gay, but I mean, of course, but I just like to be, like, you know, metrosexual. I like to, like, look good. I like to do that. But that's another
thing
I get.
Which I feel that any guy should want to look good about themselves, like, or, like, you know, want
to
look good.
There's nothing wrong with looking good with yourself, and you don't have to be gay. You don't have to be gay to want to look good. You know what I mean?
I totally get it. Personally, whoever I'm dating needs to have good hygiene, needs to look
for
good.
Real,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I could chill in a pair of sweats all day if I needed to, or if I wanted to. But I mean, also, when you go out, you kind of want to present yourself nice. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, at least. And people have told me, oh, well, you don't look like you're gay.
And that's the question too. Like, you have to look a certain way to be defined as gay. Like that. I honestly don't like that at all. Because, I mean, there's not, we're just regular people like anybody else, but our sexuality we prefer is different.
Exactly.
And we shouldn't look or act a different way. We are who we are.
I kind of wanted to go back to when we were talking about Westboro Baptist Church, and I was telling you, you know, I was filling you in on them, and I was kind of telling you, you know, they use the word fag a lot, and you said that you don't like that word.
No, I don't.
Go ahead and explain yourself on that.
Okay, the word fag to me is just, it's just not a word you use. Like, the fag to me is like saying the N-word to African American. Okay. That's what I feel like. And I feel like the N-word and fag also has so much history a long, long time ago. And I feel like when you use that word is like the most hurtful word. When I hear that word, either with my friends or joking, my friends already know not to say that word around me because that's just a word that just triggers me. I go 0 to 100 real quick. But I mean, I don't know. That's just a word that just, when someone says it, it just hits me, and it's just not a word you use because it can be really, really, really hurtful, more than the person intended to be, maybe just joking or something. But that's just the word I feel really strong towards about not people saying.
Yeah, in terms of vocabulary, I totally understand where you're coming from, because I've had, you know, not even gay friends, but straight friends also, you know, come to me and say, you know, I had a gay friend come to me and say, well, I don't like when people say, oh, that's so gay, or that's so, you know.
See,
like,
I'm not so much on the gay, because, I mean, I didn't grow up saying that word, but I mean, like, gay to me is like, oh, that's like, I don't know. Like, I say that word personally, but I mean, I feel like fag and gay is like totally different. Like,
yeah. But in terms of, like, you know, something, the way she expressed it to me, she's like, why can't you say that's so stupid or that's so, you know.
Yeah, that is true though.
Because then you never know who you're hurting, you know.
That's true.
As someone who, you know, I'm proud to be a woman, I'm proud to be like, I'm semi-feminist, uh-huh. as I, you know, call myself. And I hate when guys, you know, call each other pussies. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's why do you have to have a negative connotation to that word? You know, because I am a strong, you know, yeah. independent woman. Like, why do I need to, why does that word, just because, you know, what I have down there, like, that makes it.
Yeah, it just kind of demeans somebody. It doesn't, it's very negative, I feel like.
Exactly. And I don't like that. So in terms of vocabulary, you know,
yeah.
it's something people need to, you know, read the dictionary, do something, because yeah. there's plenty of other words that you can be using. And you never know who's around you and who you might hurt.
There's tons of words, like, though, that are used, like the B word, like, bitch,
yeah.
that's not a word you want to use, because mm-hmm. it can be taken different ways, like, sometimes it's joking, but sometimes it's not, like, you never know who you're around, like you said, and who
exactly.
it can be affecting and you're hurting.
So, that's another thing that I know people do, and it's just, it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that, you know, people have said to you or questioned you on?
Oh, they always ask me if I've dated girls or, like, you know, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And, like, yeah, I have. And I mean, it does get annoying after a while, because I'm like, yeah, I have. I've dated girls, you know, I've dated guys.
What's it to you?
It's like, yeah, like, what's it to you?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it shouldn't matter. But I mean, that's like another frequent question that I always get asked. Like, are you just gay because you never dated a girl before? And I'm like, no, I've dated quite a few girls. But I mean, like, that's just a question that I get asked a lot too. But uh-huh. I feel like the questions I covered are mostly like the most reoccurring questions that I get.
The other one that I get now, and I don't know if it's because, you know, I have dated mostly guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's how do you guys have sex? And to me, it's like, that's, first of all, it's a very personal question.
That's so personal on another level. It's not even funny.
But then, so when they ask me that, I'm like, well, how do you have sex? Because it's not, you know, if you feel comfortable enough
yes.
asking me that, you should be comfortable enough to answer the question
yes,
when I ask
that's
you.
So true.
And then they're taken back, and I'm like, why is it so,
what's
you
the
know?
Difference? Like, you asked me the same question I'm asking you, and it shouldn't be any different than, shouldn't be any different.
It's pretty, pretty interesting, you
but
know?
That is true, because, like, when I get asked those questions I covered earlier in this segment, mm-hmm. when I try to ask them a question or something, they'll get really, like, embarrassed, or they won't want to tell me. I'm like, well, you asked me, what's the difference? Like,
yeah.
I want to know how, you know, how you do it.
Yeah.
If you want to know how I do it, I want to know how you do it.
So, yeah, it's like I said, there's things that, you know, even when asking questions to your friends or something like that, you may not know. You can trigger something, you know, push
yeah.
people's buttons. You don't know. So I, you know, we kind of been talking about a bunch of, like, homosexual. It's been a pretty homo show today, and, you know, I've loved
hey,
it.
That's awesome. I love this.
But I kind of want to move, like, a different direction. I've been doing a couple articles today, and I found another one that was, I guess, interesting to me. And I know somebody who's gone through the same thing, so I kind of wanted to talk about it. So, you know, summer is approaching, and all, you know, theme parks and water parks and everything are opening up. And I was reading this article, and the caption basically said, woman claims that water park ruined her sex life. And then I was, you know, reading more into it, and basically she said because the jet stream, you know, like when you slide down the water slides when you're at a water park, excuse me, you have to have your legs crossed because, you know, there's water pressure and there's, you know, the whole shebang going down so fast and so steep. Things can get ruined if your legs aren't crossed. Well, unfortunately for her, this is basically the same thing happened. The jet stream basically cut her open in her genital area. And, you know, she had to go through surgery.
I'm sorry. I have never heard of something happening like this before.
It's pretty traumatic. And you know what?
That
I
so
actually
traumatic.
Had a friend in high school. The same thing happened to her. She went down a slide. She got off the slide and she was bleeding. She was in pain. She was like, didn't really like put two together. She's in pain, and then she looked down, she was bleeding, and
so this literally just tore her up.
Literally tore her up. So I'm gonna read the article real quick so you guys can just get, like, you know, full, you know.
Was this in California, or was it
this was, give me 1 second, I'll let you know.
But I mean, to me, that would be, I mean, oh my god, to have her go down that slide and then to be like, I am totally just bleeding, hurting, like, That's, oh, I've never heard of that happening. That has to be the most painful thing ever.
Yeah. So, basically, her name is Shelby Clark, and she was awarded a 5-figure settlement for Blackpool Pleasure Beach Water Park in England. So it was in England.
Oh, okay.
After a water jet caused serious injury to her vagina. Clark is now 19, but she was only 14 when she was playing at a series of water jets. One struck her between the legs, causing serious damage and requiring 2 hours of surgery and 250 stitches.
Oh, wow.
So, one thing with stitches, I mean, they get stitched up, they got to be, you know, stitched out.
No, but that had to be really bad to have the 250 stitches.
Yeah.
That had
I would hope that they would have put her to sleep. I hope I would have been.
I want to know maybe what happened with the water park, if she ended up suing them or if she.
Well, yeah, she did. She got a 5-figure settlement from them.
Okay.
So. But Clark has since had complications going to the bathroom, and her periods are incredibly painful. She says that sex with her boyfriend, Danny Lennon, is also problematic. She says, having sex was excruciating at first. Even now, I can't have sex as much as I would like. And so that makes me worry that my boyfriend will lose patience and cheat on me. She also said, she says that Lennon has been incredibly supportive so far, and Clark is also worried she may not be able to have children. That'd be one of my things, you know, too.
Yeah, that could play another factor. If it's just they want kids and this happens.
I mean, I would assume that, I mean, if she's having problems going to the bathroom and all of that stuff, I mean, but I know.
She is still having sex, though, just not as frequent as she wanted to.
Yeah, as she wants to.
I feel like she'd maybe still be able to have a baby.
It might be, I would feel like, you know, I mean, I know that the vagina does rip in certain cases when having children.
I wouldn't know.
All right. I mean, personally, I don't know either. But from what I've heard, that it's plausible, you know, that, you know, your vagina can rip because, you know, the canal and whatever, all that.
But to have it rip just from water pressure to me just seems like, oh, wow, I didn't even know that. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
So no more, you know, bubble baths.
No more water slides for her for a long time.
Clark will soon undergo surgery to remove scar tissue from around her cervix. She says, although bringing her case to court was traumatic, she felt she needed to do it. I had to relieve my ordeal over and over and discuss my sex life and my periods with gynecologists, solicitors, and baristas. She said, it was very embarrassing, but I was determined to see it through. So,
well, no, good for her. At least she got everything figured out. At least she's gonna be, you know, getting the help that she needs to get through
it's
this.
It's definitely, that'd be a really traumatic experience for me. I know. I mean, when that happened to my friend, I was like in 9th or 10th grade, and I have not been to a water park since, to be
completely
honest.
Really? For that specific reason? Or just?
Well, I mean, the water park that's back home in LA where I am is Hurricane Harbor, and it's right next to Six Flags. So when I go to Six Flags, I like stick to Six Flags. I used to go to water parks more when I was younger, but now that like I think about it and I'm like, ew, everyone's in that water.
They're kind of like,
probably
no, not
pee in that water. Like I'm kind of like, you know, like germaphobe now. But if I were to go, you know, I probably would not go down a slide or not near a jet stream.
If I was a girl and I heard about that, I would never go down a water slide ever again in my life. I would not.
Yeah, so it's like I said, it's a pretty traumatic experience. I don't know what.
Well, you know, kudos to her that she's getting everything figured out, though.
Yeah, good for her. Yeah. But it's crazy, you know.
It is.
I wouldn't.
I feel like we've covered so many great stories today.
It has been a wonderful, you know, wonderful thing.
Co-hosting on your show is amazing. Your show is awesome. I really like how you made your own Twitter thing and you.
Yeah, like I said, everyone, if you have any questions,
that's kind of like giving me ideas now for my show.
If you have any questions, please feel free to tweet me at Sweet Talk W Honey. That's once again, that's Sweet Talk W Honey. A lot of people who send me the message, because they're a little bit more private, they message direct message me, which is perfectly fine as well.
And I think that's what's cool, because they can find in you to give them advice, and you have these fans out there for you that are like, I wonder what she would tell me. Like, I want to get advice from her. And I think it's really cool for you. Because you're like, all these people are asking you for their advice. Like, I don't know. To me, I would feel really, like, I don't know, privileged to be able to give people this advice, and they're coming to me personally and asking for me.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
And you're
cool.
Giving it to on your show. They can hear it, and I think that's so awesome.
It is pretty cool. I want to thank you, like I said, for being here, also for having me and everything. We're going to take a quick break, you guys. Well, we'll be back in just a second. Feel free to stick around and listen to some good music. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call. Phone's blowing up, ring on my doorbell. I feel the love, feel the love. 1, 2, 3, 1.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey, and we're here with DJ King. So we're just going to wrap up the show for you guys real quick. So the first things that we kind of talked about was my Twitter feed, and most of the questions that we got were, you know, regarding some personal issues and, you know, your love life or your sex life and everything around that. So we kind of basically just went over some of that stuff. After that, we talked about
the
coming out.
The coming out thing, yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, DJ King gave us some great advice, and he also...
Thank you for having me, too, also.
Yeah, of course. He gave us his personal experience with it, so that was amazing. Then we talked about the Westboro Baptist Church, and we saw how...
That was just another story.
Yeah, we saw how ridiculous they can be and how ridiculous they are, I should say.
Yes.
To say the least. And then we also went into a story that, you know, an article that or a video that this guy did regarding them, which was also pretty cool.
And you guys should check that video out.
Yeah, you should. And you should, you know, like I said, if you guys want to learn more about the Westboro Baptist Church, they have their website. They also have a documentary where someone, you know, follows them around and see what, you know, their whole church is about. It's America's Most Hated Family, which is pretty cool. So after we talked about that, we kind of went into questions regarding our
Just like frequent questions like we get asked and stuff,
which was pretty cool too. You guys got feedback from us and what, you know, kind of ticks people off. What to say to other people. And then we went into an article that, you know, we found pretty interesting about a woman who went to a water park and didn't, you know, work out for her so much, you know. But I want to thank everybody for listening today. I want to thank DJ King for
being
on my show.
Thank you for having me. I think your show is really awesome. Like I said, I love how you do your Twitter thing. I think that's perfect for your fans to be able to just to get personal questions to ask you and you can answer them and they trust you and confide in you to like give them advice and stuff. I think that's totally awesome. Thank you for letting me share my story, everything about me. And I hope I gave you guys some advice that can be used in your lives. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, and your show is when again?
Mondays, 4 to 5, Hollywood Slang.
Yes, be sure to listen to DJ King's Hollywood Slang, Mondays from 4 to 5. His show is also very amazing. I want to thank everyone for listening today. It's been a wonderful show. Happy Thursday to everyone. It's almost the weekend. Just pull through.
Almost,
Friday's
guys.
Tomorrow. Make sure you party hard for me this weekend. And remember to always keep it sweet. Thank you. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Just the other day, everything started flowing my way.